Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever been to the top of the arch?
No, I haven't.
I'm not sure the Secret Service will let you do that.
Well, the Secret Service doesn't tell me what to do.
Right? Oh, is that right?
No.
Are you kind of your own man these days?
Absolutely.
Well, good for you.
Former President Jimmy Carter on KMOX with Charlie Brennan right there. President Carter celebrating his 100th birthday today. It's the first time an American president has lived a full century. And joining us to talk about his life and legacy, CBS correspondent Jim Krasula back with us. Jim, thanks as always for being with us on KMOX.
Well, he made it hot, Tom. Who'd have thought?
I know. Yeah, how about the little chuckle there from the president and Charlie and that clip from KMOX?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It goes back to those humble beginnings and the self-deprecation sometimes and fun that Jimmy Carter had.
You know, I've been to Plains several times, his hometown. It's a peanut farming community. And one of the things striking to me, people in that small hometown of Plains, Georgia, they just refer to him as Mr. Jimmy. He's just, you know, average, everyday neighbor guy to them. Not so much the leader of the free world when he was president. Sure, they're incredibly proud of that and take that to heart. But still, just a very down-to-earth person. Just amazing to see those who've interacted with him and known him for decades and decades.
Jim, I was 7 when he was sworn into office. He was pretty much the first president that I have a recollection of learning
sure.
about. But he was not necessarily popular while he was in office.
Not at all, Megan. Of course, of many issues. You think back at, you know, his 4 years in office. The economy, interest rates were what? About, you know, 20%, whatever, trying to buy a house. The gas was high. So, yeah. But again, truly an outsider when he was elected governor, when he was elected president. When he first ran for president, I remember people asking Jimmy who. No idea who this guy was.
Wow. And then following his presidential run, it has been a life of humanitarian efforts, hasn't it?
Yeah, Tom. And when you talk to people in Plains, and there is a Jimmy Carter National Park site there in Plains, and when you talk to people who visit that, it's actually an old school where Jimmy went to elementary and middle school and high school as well, but it's now a national park site. And you talk to people that, and almost to a person I have found over the years doing that, that people talk about his efforts to improve life and what a humanitarian he has been. And that's how they're, and a lot of these people say that's going to be his legacy, obviously. That's how they will remember him. I know that after the presidency, one of his favorite things was preaching Sunday school at his little Baptist church there in Plains. And I never attended one of those sessions, but I looked at some video, and in almost every one of those Sunday school classes, he would end with the admonition to people there, go out and make a difference, improve life for people. And that's really, I think, how he has lived his life.
Talk about his impact on foreign policy, especially in the Middle East.
Yeah, you know, the Camp David Accord. That's certainly one of his major accomplishments, something that he'll be remembered for, of course. Probably, Megan, most people would say, well, there's not much of that accord left, obviously, in present times in the Middle East. But that was a huge, huge accomplishment back then.
Jim, it is incredible to think that the president, in his health and everything that he has gone through, is celebrating 100. As I mentioned, the longest lived former U.S. president. It is a marvel. I would you agree?
Oh, I think so. You know, Tom and Megan, you have to think, wow, Jimmy Carter must have an incredible desire to live and will to live. Remember, he survived brain cancer within the last 10 years. So, again, and I, you know, was very advanced. They obviously worked wonders with him and saved his life with the brain cancer. And as you mentioned now, February of last year, he went into hospice. I went down to Plains when that news broke. I think it was on a Saturday, if I remember, that he was going into hospice care. He had been in and out of the hospital in nearby Americus, Georgia, and they decided that he best for him to go in home hospice care, and he's been there ever since.
Well, Jimmy Carter celebrating 100 years today. Jim Krasula with CBS, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure again, guys. Be well.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.